In New York today, United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan convened talks aimed at enhancing the UN's role in Iraq's political transformation. Annan sat down this afternoon with leading members of the Security Council and with representatives from countries that neighbor Iraq. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Secretary General Annan called the meeting of his Iraq Advisory Council today to prepare for the UN's re-entry into Iraq after a deadly bombing there in August that killed his special envoy and many other UN staffers. Secretary of State Colin Powell has repeatedly called on Annan to name a new envoy, and the two men have spoken often about it, including at a private lunch at Powell's Virginia home just over a week ago. In a recent interview with NPR, Powell said a broad UN role is particularly important now that the U.S. is speeding up the timetable for returning power to Iraqis.
This is the time when we want to see greater U.N. involvement. As the Iraqis set about the writing of the fundamental law, they set about creating a transitional assembly and getting ready for elections in due course. And so I know that the Secretary General wants to play a more active role. The role might be played by people going back into Baghdad or by elements of the UN working from nearby countries in order to do their job.
The attacks on foreign nationals over the weekend in Iraq have only heightened the security concerns of UN officials. The latest victims include 7 Spanish intelligence officers, 2 Japanese diplomats, 2 Korean contractors, and a Colombian contractor. Observers say Kofi Annan will have a tough time persuading his staffers to return in the current environment, and he's likely to limit the UN presence in Iraq, sending in staffers only when needed. Germany's ambassador to the U.S., Wolfgang Ischinger, made clear that this shouldn't limit the UN role.
It's not really about how many UN civil servants you're going to have on the ground in Iraq. It is more about the question of what kind of broader international legitimacy can be conferred on the mission by running it through the UN Security Council.
Germany, France, and Russia, among others, have pushed all along for a broader UN role in Iraq. In some ways, the Bush administration has moved closer to these opponents of the war. It's agreed to hand over power to Iraqis more quickly and dissolve the so-called Coalition Provisional Authority by July 1st of next year. A British diplomat said the UN should slowly build up its presence before then and could be of use in helping organize future elections in Iraq. A former Canadian diplomat, David Malone, now president of the International Peace Academy, says there's a reason everyone wants the UN more involved now.
The UN is a large part of the exit strategy of Great Britain and the United States from Iraq. And in order for those two countries to start thinking about exiting, they simultaneously have to think about how the UN could pick up some of the pieces that they're going to be leaving behind.
The Bush administration has repeatedly said it doesn't plan to cut and run and will maintain a large security presence in Iraq even after it hands power back to Iraqis next summer. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.